This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that is eunatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're joined by Berta Cabrera, Executive Director of the SSJ Health Foundation, a charitable organization providing financial support for the St. John Bosco Clinic, a free clinic serving uninsured and underserved children and adults in Miami-Dade County. Berta, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me on the show and allowing me to share our story.
And you're more than welcome. The pleasure and honor is ours, and we're certainly looking forward to hearing that story as well. So tell us a little bit about the St. John Bosco Clinic and the role of the SSJ Health Foundation to get things underway today.
Sure. The St. John Bosco Clinic is a free clinic. It was established in 1992, so we're almost at our 30-year anniversary. And the clinic was established to take care of people that were or are uninsured and really lack access to health care. We are sponsored by the Sisters of St. Joseph of St. Augustine, Florida, and they saw a need in 1992 to take care of people that were really seeking care in hospital emergency rooms for conditions that could be managed on an outpatient basis, chronic conditions that were being left untreated and resulting in people having to follow up in emergency rooms when they could have a much better quality of life if they had access to preventive and chronic care. So the clinic was born in, like I said, in 1992. It was a half a day a week operation, always supported by volunteers. And since then, the need in the community just continues to grow and continues to grow. And we are now a full clinic, 5 days a week, taking care of anyone that lives in Miami-Dade County. We open one evening a week for specialty care in supported by the University of Miami Medical School Docs program. We have about 25 physicians in private practice who are specialists in the community, and they offer their services pro bono to take care of our patients. And the clinic is supported through the philanthropic fundraising efforts of the SSJ Health Foundation, whose mission it is to ensure that the clinic continue to serve as long as we have people in our community in need.
Well, it's quite impressive and phenomenal what you've been doing in the community for nearly 30 years. And not only that, but I'm sure with all that's going on in the world today, that value has increased 100-fold, so quite amazing. Now, speaking of which, as COVID has affected the world, as you know, and South Florida has been known as one of the hot spots, what has been the impact on the clinic with all this going on?
Well, the clinic definitely has been impacted by COVID, and when this all started back in March, we realized that as the economy came to a halt, as people were being left without work, we expected that we would be seeing a lot more individuals who maybe had a job, who maybe had insurance, and suffered from chronic diseases. We see a lot of diabetics, a lot of hypertension. And so we started to gear up for the influx that we thought was coming our way. For a period of time, we transitioned away from in-person visits to telemedicine, and we started to be able to offer our follow-up care to our patients via telemedicine. We've since reopened the clinic, and we have now a combination of inpatient, in-person visits, and also telemedicine. And the increase in new patients seeking to register as patients of St. John Bosco Clinic has increased tremendously. So, for example, between June and July of this year, we saw a 62.5% increase in new patient registrations compared to last year's same period. So there is a huge need in our community. When we register individuals, we're learning that a lot of them have lost their jobs, have not been able to go back to work. And our staff and our volunteers, our physicians, our nurse practitioners, we're committed to taking care of our community. And we're doing that with all of the procedures, all of the safety protocols in place to protect not only our staff, but our patients as well.
Bert, I'd be curious, how has the community and the clinic risen up to meet this challenge that you just described?
The community has been great. We have heard from past donors who have reached out to us just to ask us what we need, how they can help. We've had new people who've made a commitment to help us. The need is great. The need is great, and we really do need continued support from our community because we are taking care of our community. The expenses of just the personal protective equipment, we all hear about the PPE, that's an added expense, obviously, in supplies that we did not have that great a need prior to COVID. We are hoping to get our word out. We are speaking to our community. We're doing shows like yours, which I know reaches a vast audience all over, but we're also reaching to our sources here, letting them know that we are open to take care of those in need, but that we're also very appreciative of those that are in a position to help. The clinic is a free clinic, which means our patients do not pay to be seen. All of the services provided to the patients are done so pro bono. We receive in-kind services from other community partners that help us. And so it's really incumbent on us as a free clinic to ensure that we can keep our doors open and that no one is turned away. Just like us, and I know that you have listeners all over, in the United States, there are many free clinics. The National Association of Free Clinics is an organization where individuals who maybe they want to see if in their state or in their community there are free clinics, they can go to the National Association of Free and Charitable Clinics website, and they can look at their state and see what's available for them. And throughout Florida, Florida has the most free clinics in the United States. We have a really strong association of free clinics, and likewise, individuals all throughout Florida can look on that website and see what's available in their communities, in their cities throughout.
Well, good to hear a positive report in the midst of one of the worst years in the history, at least in the last 100 years, with the COVID-19 coronavirus. Certainly good to hear a positive report in the midst of all this. Now, here's what your adrenal system needs: zinc, ashwagandha, holy basil, and rhodiola. What it doesn't need is another cup of coffee. Get natural support at unatural.com. Take 15% off of our 100% pure formula with eHealth15 at checkout on unatural.com. Again, that is eHealth15 at eunatural.com. Today we're visiting with Berta Cabrera, Executive Director of the SSJ Health Foundation, a charitable organization providing financial support for the St. John Bosco Clinic, a free clinic serving uninsured and underserved children and adults in Miami-Dade County. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Healthcare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, looking past COVID, if we can do that, what do you think the long-term impacts and best practices will be now?
Looking ahead is a challenge, right? We don't know how long COVID, the disease, will last, and we don't know how long the impact to the livelihood and the financial challenges that so many individuals are feeling. You know, even before COVID, those that we serve in the free clinics were already struggling to make ends meet. People are deciding, do I buy medications? Do I put food on the table? You hear that a lot, but it is a reality. It is a reality that there are many individuals who lacked access to healthcare even before COVID. And we don't know how long it's going to take the new persons, the new people that are being faced with these lack of employment opportunities to get back on their feet. So I think looking past the immediate pandemic, we're going to be left with a longer term need to get people back on their feet. So we are hoping and we are committed to being a free clinic that will continue to take care of individuals as long as it's needed. You know, St. John Bosco Clinic has weathered many storms. We opened the month before Hurricane Andrew hit South Florida. We survived that storm. We have survived many challenges in our community, many different crises. This is probably the toughest one and the one that's lasted the longest, but we are very hopeful that we will continue to serve. Those long-term impacts have yet to be seen. The psychological, emotional, what the stress will do to people, to children, as they, you know, even go to school in a different manner than we're used to. So we are here to try and fill in all of those gaps. And I think best practices, we are going to look at technology and the fact that we are learning how much we can do remotely. We are able to do telemedicine. Telemedicine has been very, very beneficial during this period for individuals that can be seen remotely, that don't have to venture out, and it allows and gives us more space to see those that need to come in person. So I think telemedicine will remain with us. I think it's a great resource, especially for free clinics, because you can have a broader reach. You can reach individuals who perhaps don't even have the money to get on a bus that day and come to the clinic. So we like to see where this technology takes us as we continue to live our new normal for the foreseeable future.
You definitely made some great points as we look ahead and to also know what to expect looking ahead as well. Now, lastly, as a nonprofit, I'm sure funding is crucial to your success. How can the community support you as you increase your patient load right now?
Thank you for asking that question, because we can only do this through the support of our community, the generosity of our donors, and individuals that see that there is a need for healthcare, just basic healthcare. For diabetics, for people with hypertension, for children, women who need a mammogram. We do colorectal cancer screening, all of these preventive measures. The community can help us in a variety of ways. We appreciate every dollar that comes in because it does go to healthcare for the underserved. Individuals can become as supporting recurring donors. They can do $19 a month on a recurring basis goes such a long way. You know, $50 that someone gives us goes directly to a cervical cancer screening for a woman. $250 buys us supplies for an exam room. So we would love for individuals to know what we do, to seek in their heart, is this a cause that they believe in? Are they grateful for the healthcare that they have? And give what they can to support those who don't have access. We are also open to receiving volunteer medical professionals, specialists, who can work out of their own office and tell us, you know, we'll see one or two patients a month for you, and we'll work with them. And that is a great, great help to us. We also are on, for example, Amazon Smile, where people can check our charity list and they can donate to us. They can buy us some gloves. They can have copier paper sent to us. Anything that's on our list is what we need to keep the clinic growing and going. So individuals can give that way. They can shop and they can send us supplies through that charity list. And then spreading the word. If you are not personally in a position to help us, excuse me, financially, please spread the word. And of course, if you know someone who needs health care, let them know we're here. That's what we're here to do. We're here to take care of individuals. And we have always been blessed that our community steps up and takes care of us as they have for the last 28 years.
Again, Berta, thanks so much for joining us here today. We're so proud of what you're doing there in the community there in South Florida on behalf of SSJ Health Foundation and supporting the St. John Bosco Clinic. Where can listeners get more information online? I'm sure listeners, there are folks out there that would like to help and also get more information. Where's the best place online to do so?
Yes, our website is SSJHealthFoundation.org. That's SSJHealthFoundation.org. And from there, they will see a link directly to the clinic website and also the donate button on different ways that they can support the clinic.
Berta, again, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio and continued success there in South Florida.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, Eric, to spread the word. We appreciate it. And on behalf of all free clinics, I thank you for the opportunity.
Again, it is our honor and pleasure to do so. We've been speaking with Berta Cabrera, Executive Director of the SSJ Health Foundation, a charitable organization providing financial support for the St. John Bosco Clinic, a free clinic serving uninsured and underserved children and adults in Miami-Dade County. And once again, the website of reference. And for more information, visit SSJHealthFoundation.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that's eunatural.com.